Jerry Bader Show, 923. The Obama administration continues to arbitrarily and unconstitutionally tweak its signature law, the president's Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. As someone else pointed out, that name is more appropriate than ever, Obamacare, because he really does believe it's his to do with as he will. And he is. But beyond that, the Treasury Department is now saying it's going to extract confessions from businesses on whether they shed jobs to avoid the mandate. Who the hell gives them the authority to do that? And why aren't Republicans screaming from the mountaintops on this? Rick on the road. Rick, go ahead. Rick, you there? Yeah, okay, I think I know what happened to Rick. To Monty in Wisconsin Rapids. Monty, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I had an injury in January. Hurt myself and had to have surgery done on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Marshfield Clinic in Marshfield. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to fill out for insurance there.
Yes.
And I thought I was doing like the market share or whatever deal. And I don't make a lot of money. So I was looking to, you know, find out what my, options would be.
Yeah, Monty, I tell you what, this is way off what we're talking about. And wherever you're going, it's taking you a really long time to get there. So what I would recommend is shoot me an email on this, Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. It just doesn't seem, I was willing to let you kind of get there, but it's really taking you a long time. And once you get there, I don't know if it's going to be relevant to what we're talking about. So send me an email, please, at jerrybadershow@MWCRadio.com. Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. It sounds interesting, but just not quite what we were talking about. Then there is this from Wright, Wisconsin. This is not a joke. According to The Hill, guess what? Guess what website's going to be down this weekend? Obamacare. Healthcare.gov, is that what it is? I think so. Healthcare.gov will be out of service for 2.5 days, beginning Saturday, February 15th, the last day people can sign up to obtain coverage that begins on March 1st. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services announced in a blog post on Monday that the Obamacare website would be lacking some enrollment functionalities so the Social Security Administration can conduct its annual systems maintenance activities. The site will be out of order from 3 p.m. on the 15th until 5 a.m. on Tuesday, a period that coincides with the long holiday weekend. Those seeking coverage by March 1st must have signed up online by Feb 15th, but the website maintenance with that, those registering at the last minute won't be able to find out what plans or subsidies they qualify for. That's really not all that surprising at all. But I want to double back on, this is one of those things where the U.S. government says it's going to basically make companies swear that they didn't cut jobs to avoid the Obamacare mandate. Who said that was against the law? Who said it was against the law? It isn't. So if you say, well, no, we didn't do that, and then they prove otherwise, they're going to charge you with perjury. What if you just admit that you did? What are the consequences for that? The problem here is the mainstream media has framed you as kind of a kook if you suggest that what the administration is doing here is illegal. Clearly, just pushing back the mandates is illegal. You can't just change a law. Let me give you an example. What if Barry Goldwater had won the 1964 election and started unilaterally modifying the provisions of the 1964 Civil Rights Act? What if it had passed, and then as president, he started modifying? Would that have been okay? What if any president does that for any law? Jack on the road. Jack, how are you at the Jerry Bader Show?
Jerry, my question is because by executive fiat, our president has chosen to change this law, what, 17 or 16 times now?
You're in the right area, yeah.
Is the law even enforceable in its current form? Because it's not the law that Congress passed.
Well, that's the whole point. That you're exactly right, Jack. That's what makes this unconstitutional. If you keep changing the provisions, it's not the law that was passed. That's
so. What do we do? What do we do to challenge this?
Well, Ron Johnson was mocked for challenging it in court. Without the power of both houses, legislatively, there's not a lot. I'll tell you what Republicans should be doing is pointing out what you just pointed out, that the Affordable Care Act isn't, as it exists today, isn't the law that was passed. I think my civil rights analogy is a really good one. What if, because one of the things that liberals said wouldn't happen were quotas or affirmative action. When they started happening, what if Richard Nixon then started changing the 1964 Civil Rights Act or the 1965 Voting Rights Act? Liberals just can't even conceive of the door that President Obama has opened here. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofing.